first patient, first name is I-L-O-H, Ilo, Ilo, Monique, M-O-N, no, I guess that's the last name. First name is Monique, M-O-N-I-Q-U-E, 12-25-55, Christmas Day, 1955. Today is 10-9. Our patient is a 68-year-old woman from Nigeria. She was a medication aid CNA instructor most of her life until tragedy struck the family in 2008, where she lost her daughter in March and then lost her husband in December, period. The paragraph, she suffers from hypertension, diabetes, congestive heart failure, obesity, sleep apnea, stroke, left-sided weakness. Recently hospitalized after her daughter found her unresponsive 4 days ago. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. 5 days ago, she performed CPR. When they got to the hospital, she was hypoglycemic. Subsequently, she also had urinary tract infection and possible sepsis because of a sacral wound decubitus of stage 3. Patient subsequently was treated in the emergency room, was sent home with hospice, period. New paragraph, at the time of discharge, she was taken off Lasix, potassium. You're doing that on purpose. Lasix, potassium, metformin, and Remeron, as well as trazodone, period. Her immunization, she's had COVID, RSV, shingles, pneumonia, and flu. Surgery, only C-section. Family history, mom and dad died of complications of diabetes, allergy, codeine. Patient's taken care of by her daughter, Maria, who's also a nurse, and has done a great job taking care of her mom, period. New paragraph, patient never been a heavy smoker or drinker in the past. As I mentioned, she's 68 years old. She's had decreased mentation since the stroke. After the stroke, she's not speaking. She has continuation of left-sided weakness, and she's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's total and completely bedbound, has contractures of the lower extremity, and is taken care of by her family. Medication, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day aspirin, 81 milligram a day Coric, 6.25 milligram a day Losartan, 100 milligram a day insulin, Novolog, 10 units TID, Lantus, 10 units a day. Folic acid, 1 milligram a day. Neurontin, 300 at night time. Zinc, 50 milligram a day. Iron, 325 a day. Lexapro, 5 milligram a day. Pepcid, 40 milligram a day. Vitamin D, 50,000 international units weekly. Seroquel, 25 milligram at night time, which her daughter has given it to her on a PRN basis. She has agitation, review of system, decreased sleep. She's talking to herself all the time, but in a mumbling way, hard to understand, left-sided weakness. Sacral decubitus ulcer, has had edema in the past, but that has not been a problem at this time. Her blood pressure goes up and down. Today is hovering around 160. She also has had issues with blood sugar going up and down. Her appetite's good sometimes and sometimes not so good, period. Her daughter is concerned about her ortho-side being in the low 90s and sometimes 80s and would like oxygen and NEP treatment for her provided at by bedside. On exam, Miss Ilo is awake, confused, mumbling. She has left-sided weakness, dense, blood pressure 160 over 75, blood sugar 196, ortho-side 89, respirations 18, febrile, heart positive, stone positive, restored, lungs, few bronchi, shallow breath sounds, abdomen obese but soft, neck. Shows no JDD, skin shows decreased turgor or mucosa without any lesions, neurological left-sided weakness, dense, sacral decubitus ulcer noted, but there's pressure there, stage 3, per daughter who's a nurse, there's a dressing in place was not measured at this time. They're using wound cleanse, C-L-E-N-Z, to clean the wound and do a wet-to-dry dressing at this time. Assessment here would have a 68-year-old woman with history of stroke, recent hospitalization with hypoglycemia, possible hypoxemia, brain damage, evident by increased confusion, agitation, decreased sleep, and decreased mentation, consistent with what we used to call blue brain syndrome. Patient is not a candidate for any further rehabilitation. The family has the family, especially her daughter, who's a nurse, has chosen to ask for hospice and palliative care to get involved to take care of her mom, period. She has a KPS score of 40%. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She has left-sided weakness, dense. She has issues with aspiration. She's also total ADL dependent at this time period. She suffers from congestive heart failure, which appears to be stable at this time. She has a stage 3 decubitus ulcer and has had recent hospitalization because of hypoglycemia, urinary tract infection, and wound sepsis, and just finished a course of antibiotics at the hospital, apparently, period. She also suffers from hypertension, CHF, cardiomegaly, sleep apnea, depression, anxiety, agitation, blue brain syndrome, hypoxic brain damage. Patient in need of O2, PRN at 2 liters, and a nebulizer with albuterol on a PRN basis as well, period. As far as her blood sugar is concerned, the Lantus should remain the same at 10 units, and the Novolox should be increased by 2 units depending on the blood sugar findings, which her daughter is quite versed and knows how to do that since she's a nurse, period. Rest of her medication remains the same. I also talked to her about using Seroquel on a regular basis at night instead of on a PRN basis to reduce the side effects of the medication, and she understands, period. Let's see. Overall prognosis is quite poor, especially since last hospitalization. Findings discussed with her daughter. Oh, allergy codeine. I don't know if I said that. Allergy codeine. That's it. Put that in there somewhere. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.